Webb Telescope, Nobel Talent Flight, and AI finds superconductor candidates. The James Webb Space Telescope observed the most distant barred spiral galaxy ever recorded, a finding that challenges existing models of galactic formation. Barred spiral galaxies, the structural category that includes the Milky Way, were assumed to require billions of years of cosmic evolution to develop their organized complexity. Finding one this far back in cosmic time suggests either that the universe organized itself faster than models predicted, or that those models require revision. NASA simultaneously released patriotic imagery from Hubble and Chandra, red, white, and blue deep space portraits timed to the 250th birthday, a science communication strategy designed to make space research feel personally relevant to a broader public. Alibaba's AI agent, Elements Claw, screened 2.4 million crystal structures and identified four novel superconductor compounds that were subsequently verified in laboratory experiments. That is not a theoretical exercise. It is AI performing literature survey, candidate screening, and compound identification work that would have occupied a team of materials scientists for years and producing experimentally confirmed results. Superconductors capable of operating at room temperature would revolutionize energy transmission, computing, and medical imaging. Four new candidates does not constitute a solved problem, but it is real, verified progress. Harvard's AI model predicting which cancer patients will respond to immunotherapy translates abstract AI capability into concrete clinical stakes. Immunotherapy, treatment that activates a patient's own immune system against cancer, has proven dramatically more effective for some patients than others, and current tools for predicting who will benefit are imprecise. A model that improves those predictions means fewer patients enduring the side effects of a treatment unlikely to help them, and more resources directed toward approaches that will. Omar Yagi, who received the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2025, is leaving UC Berkeley for Tsinghua University in Beijing to lead a new AI chemistry institute. Yagi is among the world's leading researchers in metal-organic frameworks, porous materials with applications spanning gas storage, drug delivery, and carbon capture. His departure follows a pattern of significant talent departures from American research institutions that has reportedly accelerated over the past 2 years. Whether the drivers are funding constraints, regulatory environment, or the scale of institutional AI integration available in Beijing, likely some combination. Losing a sitting Nobel laureate to a Chinese university is a data point in a trend line that American policymakers have not yet adequately addressed.